two top shows for me, I would say I'm going to lean towards Eddie Owens, of course. I
mean, always Eddie Owens.
His shows,
the
are
Predator
just,
shows.
The Predator shows are just, I mean, they're some of our top listened to shows.
Well, and the one that we did with him actually in the field.
That's right.
And that actually killed a coyote. While we were on the air, they actually harvested.
And he was talking to us, too. Here it comes.
No, so you couldn't hear him.
That probably is the coolest show we did on.
Yeah. And the other one for me was M.R. James.
Oh, yeah.
From Bowhunter Magazine.
Camel boots on my feet, bow in my hand, walking in the early dawn.
Redbone, what would you say if I could tell you that you could kill a buck on a certain day?
I would say you're crazy. There's no way to predict how the bucks are going to move.
Well, you're wrong. There's a new camera out called Wise Eye Technologies. These guys can predict the actual deer movement, exact time that a deer is going to come through.
Really? Wise Eye Technology?
This camera has 5-megapixel pictures, has a GPS system built inside, and it's an experience using this camera. It collects data and tells you the movement, wind direction, everything.
On a camera?
On a camera. WiseEyeTechnologies.com.
And how do I find out more information about these guys?
You go to WiseEyeSmartCam.com. I'm using them. You should, too. Make your hunt easier. Use WiseEye. WiseEye presents Welcome to American Roots Outdoors. We hope everybody had a great new year. Here it is, 2024. We are in the studio. I'm in the studio with Redbone Mike Crace and Wayne Locke.
And it was a great New Year's Eve.
It was.
I watched Nashville's Big Bash on TV.
Oh, you did?
Rung in the new year with Lainey Wilson.
Man, she's good.
She is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. No, I didn't.
And she's pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy on the eyes.
There's the understatement of the new year. Right. Yeah, and then closing out the show and ringing in midnight, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, my goodness.
In Nashville.
You had to love that.
We were listening to Free Bird just before the clock struck midnight. Whew.
Way to bring in the
new
year.
You had to love it.
Oh, absolutely love that. You know, they're celebrating their 50th year.
That's hard to believe.
50th year. That's just unreal.
Boy, it makes me feel old all of a sudden.
But it's hard to believe that these bands, like Aerosmith, celebrating 50 years. Rolling Stones, 60 years.
Oh, my.
Well, I thought the Stones were going like on 110 right now.
Well, no, just the guitar player.
And the drummer, yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, it was a great New Year. Great way to celebrate.
What did you do, other than Wayne? What did you do, New Year's?
Just celebrated with the family dinner and then went to bed at 10 o'clock.
Well, we had a guest over, Linda deep fried, and done her famous hot wings. And we had Lonnie and Pam Puya with LP Iron and Dirt Works. They had their son, Dakota, and his wife, and Marie and Jeff Crider, and Mallory.
Cool.
And we played cards.
There you go.
Liverpool. And we got beat. We was leading them by 300 and some points, and they come back and beat us.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. But anyway, guys, we got a great show lined up for you, as always. We're going to recap 2023. We're going to talk about some of our most memorable shows. And also, we got a guest today on the second segment of the show, Shane Wagner with Wagner Heating and Air. He's going to share some tips with everyone how to take care, service, or check your heating and air unit to make sure it's operating and the right way.
Yeah, make sure you're getting the best efficiency.
Yeah, could save you spending a lot of money.
And yeah, and you know, and something I've learned, there are different ways to treat different kind of systems.
Yeah, there is.
If you have a furnace, it's different than if you have, I have the heat pump.
Uh-huh.
And it's different the way you set your thermostat and all those things.
So, you got to change filters, et cetera. Oh, yeah. You got clean filters. Yeah.
Religiously.
Switching gears.
Yeah.
High school sports. Man, there's a lot of good teams in our listing areas.
Oh, all over.
Oh, my goodness.
All over South Missouri, all over Northern Arkansas.
Big shout out to the Thayer Bobcats, man. They've been playing like unbelievable.
Well, they've been playing really good competition. Hoping it helps them later in the year.
Yeah, it will. Yeah. And big shout out to the Donovan girls, I guess. They're pretty
good. Ranked number one in the state.
Yeah. You got the
these Carter girls, they're state ranked right now.
Yeah. all the teams around St. Jen, Sykeston, all those towns over there.
Sykeston boys are unreal.
Yeah.
They are unreal.
Yeah. Then we got the Liberty. Liberty won Good the boys. Kabul tournament now.
Yep.
They beat Licking by 40 points. Then they turned around and played the number one seed of the tournament, Norwood. They beat them by 13 points.
Yeah.
That Gaines boy, he just something, man.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what Liberty's done, Redbone. They've changed their game strategy, and they're running plays, and they take it inside. Everybody's going inside. They're drawing the fouls. I think Gaines, the last game, had 32 points. Mm-hmm. Over half of them points was from a free throw line.
Oh, wow.
He was averaging 3 steals to a game. I mean, the Gaines boy. And Carter Pruitt's doing really good. Gavin Reese, Pendergraft. Brody Rutley's doing good. And we got a freshman that was voted one of the top players in the Kabul tournament.
Cool.
Justin Toon's boy, a freshman. He made 5 free throws in one of the games against Licking, I think. Not free throws, 3-pointers. Yeah.
Cool.
Switching gears, the Chiefs. The Chiefs are the AFC champions.
Yeah. Well, no, they're the AFC West champions.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry. I should.
You forgot the West.
AFC West champions.
He's 2 weeks ahead.
2 weeks ahead.
3 weeks ahead.
3 weeks ahead.
So, I want to hear your prediction. Will they go it much further? Wayne? Depends
it's
going to
be, I would say, because if the Bills get in, they're going to be a hot hand to handle. I think.
Who do you predict? Who's your favorite team, Bills?
No, Steelers are still not out of it yet, so I'm going to still go with my Steelers.
Steelers can still get in.
Who's going to win it?
Who's going to win it?
Super Bowl. Who do you think is going to be the 2 top teams in the Super Bowl? Your pick right now.
Well, let's pick the...
It's liable to change.
Yeah, the AFC first. And to your question, original question, I do think Kansas City will do well in the playoffs.
You do?
I do. And both in my heart and my mind, I think they'll do well in the playoffs, but I don't think they'll win the AFC. I think Baltimore is the best team in the AFC.
That's what I'm going to say.
I think Baltimore is...
I think you better keep your eyes on the Baltimore Ravens.
Exactly. Yeah. And over in the NFC, I'm still going San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're loaded. They're built for the playoffs.
Right. Yeah.
Now, they've lost, 3 games here out of the last 8. So, they've showed some weakness. But it's such a long season in the NFL. It's hard to be on top of your game every week, week in, week out.
Yeah.
But I do think that when you get down to the brass tacks, the best team in the NFC, and I think they'll win the whole thing.
Yeah. Switching gears again, I want to give a big shout-out to Turtles, Holes, and Guns in Winona, Missouri. They recently had a competitive predator hunting competition. Mm-hmm. They killed over 180-some predators in this event. He's putting on another one that's going to run January through March. And you need to contact Turtles, Holes, and Guns. We're going to donate some stuff from some of the prizes from Hornady, Wise Eye, Buck Ritz, and American Roots to help promote this event. Man, they're doing good things. They're helping our turkey numbers by getting rid of these predators.
I was going to say, I heard the turkeys all sent them Christmas cards this year.
Yeah, they should. Speaking of turkey numbers, I'm hearing good things.
Everywhere you go.
Yep. Everybody I'm talking to said they finally got turkeys back on their property.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things is I was talking to a guy that has always probably will have turkeys because he plans to have turkeys and he loves the turkey
and
hunt.
Takes care of them.
Yeah. He says that, I'm seeing great numbers, but most of the bearded turkeys right now are Jake's.
Yep.
I'm looking at a year from now or 2 years from now, it's going to be tremendous. But he said he thinks this next year will be about like the years we've had the last 3, 4, 5.
Mm-hmm.
But he says a couple of years from now, it should be fantastic.
Yeah. When we were talking to the gentleman from Ohio at the turkey camp you were at.
Kenny Zussman.
Yeah, Kenny Zussman. He was saying the same thing, that their hatch, the last year's hatch, or this year, this spring, that they saw a ton of Jake. So the future of the third and fourth year are looking really good.
Yeah.
And I think that's in quite a few states. A lot of states were hurting, especially the Midwest states.
Now, the good news about this year, I know we got to go to break here real quick, but I read an MDC article here a couple of weeks ago, and you may have seen it too. I shared it on my Facebook, is that this spring should be really good because of the cicadas. This is the year of the cicadas.
Yeah.
And what that means is predators like humans and anybody else goes for the easy meal.
Yeah.
Well, all the predators eat cicadas.
Yeah.
So
they'll leave the turkeys
alone. The coons and the possums and those predators like that that really bother the nest, they're gonna leave those nests alone. They're going to go to the easy meal, which is cicadas, which are covering the trees everywhere. So that being said, they said then 3-4 years down the road, should be another tremendous, tremendous.
We just pray for another good hatch again this year.
Exactly.
When you do it. And again, I want to give a big shout out to Turtles, Holes, and Guns for what he's doing in our county, Shannon County, surrounding counties. We're going to go to a break. We come back. We've got Shane Wagner with Wagner Heating and Air going to give us a tip and talk about his past 2023 deer season. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more American Roots Outdoors right after this.
This is Brenda Valentine, and you're listening to American Roots Outdoors with Alex Rutledge and friends.
Cutting off the farm, wishing on some luck. I've been on a big boy for a while, like load him in the back of my truck. We can take it to a holler.
Hey, Redbone, did you hear about that new deer feed?
What new deer feed?
Hey, Buck Grits, boys, you ain't heard of that yet?
Buck Grits?
BuckGrits.com.
Well, tell us about it. What makes it better than any other deer feed?
Well, Buck Grits has got the protein a deer needs, it's got the fat a deer needs, it's got the amino acids, it's got the energy, it's got it all, brother. It's going to bring them back after the rut, and it's going to put a rack on their head.
And it's going to help the lactating doe, I assume, too, after they have the fawns.
That's right. Keep the fawns going and get them for the next crop.
Well, where can I get Buck Grits?
BuckGrits.com. You can get a sample, you can order it directly from the website, and we're coming to a retailer near you.
If you want a healthy deer herd, use Buck Grits.
Across the creek, up a big old hill, year after year, got my hunting gear.
Hornady Ammunition presents. Welcome back to American Roots Outdoors. We are in the studio. I've got Redbone Mike Crace controlling the boards, and Wayne's over here to the right.
Sleeping.
No, he's still cheering for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's promised. We got a what we're going to call the Wagner Heating and Air moment. We've got Shane Wagner on the phone, who is a faithful friend and partner of American Roots. And, you know, it's getting cold, really cold here lately, and people's having trouble with their furnaces or need to check the furnaces, heating and air. Shane's going to share some tips with us. But before we do, Shane, talk about your deer season, and let's give a shout-out to your beautiful mama. We know she's going through some illnesses. We want her to know that we love her and we're praying for her, Miss Ruth, and we love her.
All right. We appreciate it. Deer season.
Your deer season.
I took my boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took my boy. Almost. You know. Every time I go out, he goes out with me. We've got two places we hunt. We've got my grandma's got a farm down in Sturkey, down there on the state line. It's got a little bit of land in Missouri and rest in Arkansas. Then we've got a farm out at Peace Valley, out at Mom and Dad's. Mom and Dad's out of Peace Valley, we didn't really do very good at all. We only had two mature bucks on camera, and my cousin killed one of those. The other one we never did get a shot at. We took some does. We was able to get, we had better luck in Arkansas. I bought a 3-day hunt down there. My took my boy. He killed a pretty good 8-point and a doe. You know, I can't remember. I think we put 5 or 6 in the freezer.
Sound like you guys filled the freezers, man. Didn't they, Redbone?
I'm thinking that's pretty good. That's a pretty good season.
That's a good season.
Yeah. When are you going to invent some kind of heater and air conditioner we can put in our hunting blinds?
Yeah, we definitely, you know, we kept those little propane buddy heaters. We kept them going, you know, about every time we was out. But yeah, we don't really need, we haven't needed AC this year.
Yeah, but for the early bow hunters, you know, the people that hunt early, yeah, it'd be, you know, they do make devices that they can cool and heat you. I saw a device a guy bought the other day. Well, my nephew through marriage, Jamie Porter, bought a cigarette lighter type little heater that you could plug in your side by side.
Yeah.
And a cigarette lighter, it throws off heat. Yeah. Huh. But anyway, Auto Parts has those, and Harbor Freight.
I still got my Tide Wee hunting vest that you just, yeah, push the button and, yeah, bam, boom.
Keeps you warm.
Keeps you toasty warm.
Shane, to our listeners out there, especially some of the elderly people that may need help checking their heating, electric heat, what are some tips that we can share with them? And that do they need a checkup? Do these units need checkups, et cetera? Let's talk about that.
Okay, yeah, you know, the main thing is filters. If you've got a clean filter in there, it just makes everything, you know, have to work a lot less harder. It makes it more efficient. That's the main thing. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've been on service calls, and you know, this goes with cooling too, but you know, I can't tell you how many service calls I've been on, and that's all that was wrong with it. You know, it just, it had a dirty plugged up filter, and it just could not get enough air. That's number one, having a clean filter. And you know, it does help to you know, have a yearly, at least a yearly checkup.
Yeah.
And just make sure, you know, if a motor needs a little bit of oil shot on it, you know, mm-hmm. You know, some motors have sealed bearings. They don't need lubricated, but, you know, some of them, you know, do need lubrication. You know, but yeah, at least a yearly checkup, make sure everything, you know, a capacitor, you know, if that's something you can catch, you know, on a checkup, if that capacitor is reading a little low, you know, it'd be a good idea to go ahead and replace that. And you don't have to worry about it, you know, because 9 times out of 10, these extreme colds is when, you know, you're going to have trouble with something.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, Alex, that's what I've found over the years. The capacitor is going to go out on either the hottest day of the summer or, yeah, the coldest night of the winter.
Yeah, it usually does.
So it is good to keep those things replaced and keep them up to par.
You know, Shane came, and his hired hand came and put a split air unit in Mallory's house. And what sold me on it is Wayne. Wayne had them in his house, and he's had Shane to put in some in,
yeah,
his house.
Yep.
And it's amazing how much money it saves on your electric bill.
And just how efficient they are. I mean, you get the right size unit for the space that you have. And actually, Shane had to switch a unit out because I did the math myself on my first unit and had an 18,000, but didn't read, you know, all because it said 18,000 does this many square foot. And I'm like, oh, I'm covered. But I didn't finish reading the article, and as you get further down, it said, but if your kitchen is in that same, yeah, area, yeah, you, yeah, need to buy, you know, 6,000 more, you know, BTUs, and I didn't do that. So Shane came and put a much bigger one in, put a 24,000 unit in, and man, is it, like, this winter so far, I mean, we had some, you know, like, this morning was 22 degrees, and it was toasty warm in our house with that new unit he put in.
Yeah, Mallory loves hers. She had to run a electric heater in one of her rooms because it's further away from the split air unit.
Sure.
And that's the only time she ever had to do it a couple times. But other than that, it keeps the climate pretty much the same, you know?
Those things are getting really, really popular. And Shane, why is it that the split units are getting so popular?
You know, there's several different reasons. You know, I'll hit on a, you know, probably the two main ones. They're a lot of times they're cheaper than, you know, running ductwork. You know, and they're a lot less labor, you know, intensive. You don't have all that labor in building ductwork or, you know, installing it. Mm-hmm. That, and they're just a lot more efficient.
And they hardly ever break down.
Yeah, I mean, so far, you know, knock on wood, you know, I've never really had an issue with them.
It's because if I may interrupt you, because you keep everything checked, you check it. And that's what we're doing with this segment. We want to educate people to check their unit. And if they can't check it, call Shane. Shane will come and check your unit, you know, for a fee and make sure your unit's working properly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, the other thing that Shane turned me on to, and I didn't know the first time I installed my first unit, was that Hal Organ has a rebate system. That if you install a split air unit, yeah, you actually
give
get
your money back.
They give you money back.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Shane, give us your phone number real quick. Somebody wants to call you to have their units checked out.
It's 417-293-6785.
There you go. 417-293.
I didn't write it down. 6785. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Shane, thanks for being a great guest, and we appreciate your support. We're honored to help represent your business because you are a true, true professional. You treat people right. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of our favorite segments of 2023.
Hey, y'all, it's Tyler Farr, and you're listening to my good buddy, Mr. Alex Rutledge, on American Roots Outdoors.
In my old pair of hunting boots, passed on down, planted deep in the ground. Around your heart, so you never gotta worry.
Hey guys, it's food plot planting time here in the Ozarks and all across the country. What are you planting this year, Wayne?
I'm gonna put some smorgasbord in with a whole lot of clover.
You're gonna put some extra clover in it.
What? Smorgasbord? What is smorgasbord?
Man, it is a variety of annuals and perennials that'll get you through fall time, winter time, and all the way into spring.
It's awesome. You want to plant healthier food plots to track all kinds of game? Go to www.eagleseed.com. It's a smorgasbord. You know, we all get tired of certain things. The smorgasbord has everything. Your deer will love it. Eagleseed.com. American Roots. Eagle Seed presents... Welcome back to American Roots Outdoors. We learned a lot about taking care of our split air units, our electric units, Wayne.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. And the first thing he said was filter, number one thing. And it reminds me of a real quick story. We had an elderly neighbor when I was in Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
And her husband had passed the year before. And she saw her out there, you know, one day and at the store, and she's like, "Man, it's just so cold in my house." She goes, "I put my hand by the vent, and hardly anything's coming out." I said, "Well, I'll pop over and take a look. Have you changed your filter?" She goes, "I didn't know they had filters." I was like, "Oh boy!" I went over there, dude. I'm telling you what, she's got a couple cats, you know,
cat hair.
Most old people do
cat hair,
and that filter when I pulled it out was concave. It looked like a bowl. You could actually like pour soup in it. You could not see, there's no light. If you wanted to put in a window to block sunlight out so you could sleep during the day, you could. Because it was, she had no idea. And as soon as I changed that filter, turned on the furnace again, it was like 150% more air coming out. And she was like amazed. She's like, "Oh my gosh, you just saved tons of money." You know, yeah. She thought she'd have to make a service call on that. All it was a $14 filter.
Yeah, and if you live on a gravel road, you better be checking those filters.
Yeah.
I replace the filter in mine every month.
Yeah.
And with the splitter units, you don't have filters to change, or you don't have filters to replace. You just pull them out, rinse them off, stick them back up in there. But yeah, I know, like when we were doing construction in our house, well, I had to clean our filters.
You wasn't thinking about it.
Every single Monday. It's just
drywall and mud and all that.
Oh,
dust.
Yeah, the dust in that. And now I'm down to every 2 weeks because of the gravel roads.
We got to check Mallory's soon.
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I'm going to get one put in my cabin also.
You'll
love it.
Got
that propane heat, but it'll be nice.
You'll love it.
But his number again is 417-293-6785. Call Shane to come and let him check out your heating unit. He can help save you a lot of money. All right. I want to hear from you, Redbone. Of all the shows that we've done, which they're all great, let's just talk about several different ones that we really enjoyed doing. I'm watching Redbone. He's got his head tilted up to there, and he's closing and blinking his eyes.
I'm just trying to think because all the shows, we've been doing this now for like 12 years.
It's hard to remember.
To remember if it was this past year or the year before.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to share one.
Yeah, go ahead.
That sticks out in my mind because we didn't do it very long ago, is this new product, Soil Pro.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, even though they're a 3-month partner right now, but they may continue with us. You know, learning about living microorganisms to enhance plant growth, to me, was very, very educational.
Yeah, and I think those are the best shows when we really are learning about something relatively new, And yeah, the fact is you use the Soil Pro and it puts those organisms back in the soil.
And my food plots are still green.
Wow.
That's what's crazy. And, you know, Wiseye, I can't help thinking of Wiseye and Brad Doyle, the things about collecting data with the Wiseye cameras, predicting animals' travel routes or patterns. And then you got Brad Doyle, again, educating us on how to plant and why to plant and what to plant. And you got Hornady.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say Hornady and learning about the new bullets and why they're better than the others is
you know, just yeah, different stuff. Types of bullets.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't research and they just go with what they're told. When you need to research and read, you know, watch videos, go to Hornady's website, Eagle Seed, Wiseye, Amped Outdoors, another, you know.
About the battery.
You know, yeah. Matthew Lardinoy. You know, by going to the Amped 80AH, and that was 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, I believe. Mm-hmm. I'm still running that battery. I can still go 2 trips on the current river and running a trolling motor.
Without having to recharge?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and before I was running the wet batteries, and I'm not naming any company's names or being mean or... Mm-hmm. You know, each battery was weighing almost 90 pounds. So I had it right at 180 pounds, 190 pounds in the front of my boat.
It's like having a third person in your boat.
Yeah. Now with the Amped battery, it's only about 40 pounds.
Hmm. So you're sitting higher in the water.
Oh, yeah. And
it makes the efficiency of the battery.
It runs faster. Your boat will run faster and float shallower. Yeah. So, you know, I just wanted to plug them. What are you thinking, Wayne? One of your
two top shows for me, I would say I'm going to lean towards Eddie Owens, of course. I
mean, always Eddie Owens.
His shows,
the Predator
shows. The Predator shows are just, I mean, they're some of our top listened to shows.
Well, and the one that we did with him actually in the field.
That's right.
And that actually killed a coyote while
we were on the radio.
That's right.
While we were on the air,
yep.
They actually harvested.
And he was talking to us too. Here it comes.
Yeah. No, so you couldn't hear him.
That probably is the coolest show we did all year.
Yeah, yeah. And the other one for me was M.R. James.
Oh, yeah.
From Bowhunter Magazine.
The legend.
That was a great show.
And I still haven't read the book. He got us all copies of the book.
Oh, yeah, I haven't read it yet.
I haven't read it yet, but it's sitting there on the shelf.
So. Yeah, that's one of the shows I always refer people to this the last few months when they were like, you know, what episode do you think I should start listening to? And, you know, for this year, I said, man, this is the episode I think you really want to get a feel for our show and how our guest star, M.R. James. What a fantastic guest he was.
Oh, man. He's 80-some years old now. 84?
We can have him on 10 more times and still not cover what he knows.
Still bow hunting.
Right now.
Yeah.
If you watch his social media, he's always posting pictures of deer encounters he had with. He takes pictures of them. Now, think about it, 80-plus years old, still in the field.
See, this is what gets me, and I'll interrupt real quick. People always talking about, you know, the president's age. That's why you shouldn't. It has nothing to do with age because M.R. James puts that to rest.
It's the mental capacity.
It's the mental capacity because M.R. James is out in the field at his age, older than the president, and doing what he does. Yeah. So it's not the age, folks. But man, is he something to listen to.
I tell you, another thing I thought was pretty cool is having Cody Huff.
Yep.
Yeah, Cody Huff, Bassmaster Elite Champion. You know, right here from Missouri, our home area. KKOZ, Ava, Missouri area, Cody Huff, man, talking about how he won the tournament and sharing some of
the whole story, how he kind of got into fishing to start with and then decided to become a pro.
Yeah, he's an old Pentecostal boy, too, Assembly of God. He goes to church there. That's another good one. You're looking at the list.
Yeah, it's going through the list here.
That's how he can remember all.
Hey, you know my memory.
Well, that's a good thing he is, actually.
Yeah, it is. But help us.
Because we do so many of these shows that they just all run together.
Another one that was real popular for us, I'm looking at some of the numbers here, Chris Gilkey from Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
The canine officer from Ohio, yeah.
The dog that found the murder weapon.
Yep.
Remember?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
We've heard a lot of really cool stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else we got there?
Over the last year and over the 12 years has been unbelievable.
Mike Rex. Hey, Mike Rex, the guy's killed 3 deer over 200 inches. That's another great guest. Right.
We had Jake Eddington on.
Jake Eddington. Oh, man. Yeah.
Getting drafted.
Professional baseball player from Donovan, Missouri
got
that
drafted.
Went pro.
We had Richard Young.
Derek. Oh, yeah, Kentucky Headhunters. You can't ever, ever forget him. Hey, man. Hey, I smoked a big cigar. Man, you know, come to Van Buren with us, brother.
That's the only show where we ever had a guest on, and he was on the phone that we could actually smell the alcohol.
I know. I took my headset off. My ears smelled like alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's just no wine drinker is all he is.
And I'm going to feel bad for the guy, but Trent Cole.
Oh.
His Eagles, not doing so good. Doing so good.
Trent, man, they went downhill ever since he left.
You think about earlier in the season, we were like, you know, who's going to stop the Eagles? You know, nobody can beat this team.
I predict the Eagles going to go to the Super Bowl.
Now they can't win.
Man, was I wrong.
Man, now they can't win a game.
Yeah.
Five the last six.
And what about Mizzou? I'm reflecting. We're getting off subject here a little bit, but Mizzou beating Ohio State.
Like I told you on the text the other day, Mizzou, and I'm a huge Mizzou fan. I'm wearing my Missouri Tigers. Been a Tiger fan since I was a little bitty kid. But they beat, like I told you on the text, half of Ohio State.
Right.
Their starting quarterback. And then their backup quarterback got hurt in the first quarter, so they went to a freshman. He'd only been in the game five plays all year. Their stud running back did not play. And their stud wide receiver, the best wide receiver in college football, Marvin Harrison Jr., tells the team the day before the game, I'm not going to play. I'm afraid I'm going to get hurt and ruin my draft status, so I'm not playing.
Yeah.
So, proud of my Tigers. Like I said, I'm wearing my Tigers sweatshirt today.
Yep. Yeah.
But there'll be an asterisk next to that win, because Ohio State didn't have their best players.
It's like playing an NFL team that's already shored up the number one spot. They're going to be putting in. They're going to rest their starters. They're going to put in the
second and third stringers. You know, with Baltimore and some of the other teams that have already racked up the number one seed or the number two seed, Miami. Yeah. People are going to pay hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars for tickets, and this is the problem I have with that. To go to the game. And then the stars that you paid to see aren't going to play. Right. Yeah. I'd be going to ticket window and laying that stub down and saying, I want my money back.
Yeah. Right. We're going to do a break, everybody. When we come back, I'll be talking more about some of our favorite shows in 2023. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Hi, everybody. This is Aaron Tippin, and you're listening to my old buddy Alex Rutledge with American Roots Outdoors.
Accurate, deadly, dependable, Hornady ammunition. From a two-man operation in 1949 to a world-leading innovator of bullet, ammunition, reloading tool, and accessories design and manufacturer today. Hornady, each piece is hand-inspected to ensure consistency and quality. Ammunition engineered to perform flawlessly. Simply put, the best. Hornady ammunition. Find Hornady ammunition at a retailer near you and at Hornady.com.
Soil Pro Outdoors presents. Welcome back to segment 4 of American Roots Outdoors. We are in the studio. Wayne Locke to my right. Redbone Mike Crash to my left. Redbone's running the boards as always, and man, we're talking about some of the shows that we aired this year. I feel that every show that we air is as good as the rest. Really, I'm sorry, I missed one show this year. I was sick. Remember, I laid in bed for 3 days, and I really.
That
might have been our best show. I don't know how good that show was. What's the rating?
Did you hear Redbone?
What did he say?
He goes, that might have been our best show of the year.
Let's see. Get the numbers. Get the numbers up. Let's see.
You know what?
He
keeps saying that he was sick, and me and Redbone were saying that whole show. I'm not sure he's sick. I bet you he's sitting on a deer that's cutting that. He just does not want to call in. Because he does not want to, you know, get out of sand.
Nobody gets sick in the heat of the rut.
In the heat of peak of the rut, all of a sudden, I'm sick.
Oh,
right,
man.
Sure you are.
Dude.
My employer would never believe that.
I laid in bed for 3 days. I almost thought I had COVID again.
Well,
you
could have, because that was going around again. That
I think I got food poisoning. food poisoning. I ain't going to say where I ate at. I don't want to hurt anybody, but I ate in a town close to us here. Not close to Thayer, but closer to Birch Tree. Not from Birch Tree. Not from Mountain View. So you figure it out. Not Van Buren. You figure it out.
You name another 40 cities, we'll really narrow it down.
Anyway, I really think I got food poisoning because I ran over my phone. I had to go get my phone fixed.
I do remember
Clues. Anyway, other shows, Redbone.
It's all running together, and they're all good. It's just hard to point one out.
Yeah.
But, you know, now that I think about it, best show we did this year was Eddie Owens in the field killing a coyote while we were on the air.
You vote number one. You vote
number
two.
Number one.
Number one.
Eddie Owens, you win! Right. The number one voted show by all three of us.
Yeah, we don't have any prize or anything.
Oh, no, I got a whoopee cushion.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get my whoopee cushion.
Don't eat yellow snow, Eddie, while you're after a predator hunt. Nah, we'll give Eddie an American Roots shirt and a hat.
Eddie Owens probably rubs that yellow snow on him.
For cover scent.
For cover scent, yeah.
Attractant.
He looks pretty
yellow.
You know,
Eddie
snow.
Is quite the predator hunter. Man, he knows how to trap. He knows how to, I was told that a boy named Matt Crafton won the Turtles and Holes Predator competition. And I can't remember. He said he started 2 weeks behind everybody else.
Wow.
And he blew them away.
He must have got it.
They shot over, killed and trapped over 180-some predators during this competition. So, again, he's going to run another one from January to March for coyotes and bobcats.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Hey, speaking of winning, you were just saying winning. That reminded me, we have a winner for the year-end giveaway.
Oh, you ready for this?
Yeah, that was...
Drum roll. Hold on. Give a drum roll, Redbone.
Tracy Strong.
Tracy Strong from Ava, Missouri.
Yeah. He won the giveaway. He's got a Wiseye camera. He's got stuff from Hornady, Eagle Seed,
American Roots.
Soil Pro, American Roots.
Wow.
We're going to send him
We got a big care package coming your way. He'll probably get a few packages from the different companies that come in his way. But, yeah, he won the big package, and it's valued over $400. So.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Congratulations, Tracy.
Yeah, Tracy Strong. You know, Tracy made me make some soft baits, too, for fishing. He sent me a pack of them. And I bought some from him, too. But Tracy Strong's a great guy. I heard he's back.
He's a good predator hunter, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a thing that happened to me in 2023 that blew my mind. I went fishing with my good friend Kerry Robbins in Gainesville, Missouri. I was down there guiding hunts on with the boys over at Chance Hollinshed. Devil's Backbone Outfitters. I thought, well, I'm going to go down and fish one day. Went down hybrid fishing with him, Tecumseh. I caught my first hybrid, and it weighed over 6 pounds. And when we got home, he's got a night vision scope in his office room, and he's got it on a shooting bench. He goes, "You see that field out there?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Look through the scope. I could see like day through that scope." He goes, "I've killed X amount of coyotes out of this office window on that hillside right there."
Wow.
At night. Wow. And I said, "Are you kidding me?" "No." Then he showed me some videos he captured off his scope.
Yeah.
So we eat fish, and he filleted all the fish up, put them in 5-gallon bags for me, or a bag for me, Ziploc bag. And I'm getting up to leave to go back up to Devil's Backbone Outfitters to guide turkey hunts that morning. And I'm walking out the door. He goes, "I'll see you, Rut." I said, "Thank you for everything." And I'm walking out the door. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I was almost to my truck, and he shot. He went and checked his rifle. There was a coyote up there, and he killed
him. Oh, jeez.
Kerry Robbins. Guys, what a great year we had in 2023. We want to thank all of our partners that support us, our local partners, our national sponsors for the podcast. We couldn't do it without you. We're very honored and to help represent all these brands.
Yeah, and speaking of podcasts, the bonus segment, we're going to talk about what some of our goals for 2024 is.
Yeah.
Not only for us, but, for
our sponsors,
sponsors and for the nation, what we're hoping everybody achieves in 2024.
Yeah, I want to say I'm going to be at the ATA show in St. Louis, Missouri.
11th through
the ATA in St. Louis.
Yep, it's in St. Louis. Yep, and I'll be there with Brian Dennis. Brian Dennis is now, congratulations, Brian, for being hired as the general manager for Buck Grits. Brian lives in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and him and I'll be working the show together. We're going to do 3 giveaways a day. And at 2 o'clock every day, we'll have an autograph signing there with me in the booth. We're going to give away a pallet of Buck Grits the last day of the show.
What are the dates on that?
Yep, it's going to be January 11th through the 14th, I believe. Yep.
Nice.
Yep. By the way, as this show airs, I just want to throw something out there. I'll be in New Orleans.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, Thayer Bobcats are playing in the Sugar Bowl Classic High School Basketball Tournament. And they're playing a team from Louisiana in the first round. And there are teams from like 9 different states in this tournament.
Yeah.
And there are 60 teams. Wow. Going to be playing, so I'm going to be watching a lot of basketball. It's one of the best teams in the country, best players in the country. So
you're going to come back your eyeballs.
This thing airs on Saturday. The show air on Saturday. And I've been there since Thursday. So
yeah, your eyeballs are going to come back looking like basketball.
So. Yeah, probably. All right, we need to wrap it up, guys.
Hi again, guys. Thank you so much for supporting us and share the outdoors with young kids, and you know, teach the young boys to become men. Young girls to become ladies. Wayne?
Like we say here at American Roots, when your roots run deep and strong,
there's no reason to fear the wind.
So you never gotta worry what the wind might do. American Roots.
Thank you for joining us for today's American Roots Outdoors Radio with Alex Rutledge. You can find us on Facebook. Look us up on the World Wide Web at AmericanRootsOutdoors.com. We'll be back again next week on this great radio station. Hey, deer hunters, are you looking for an easy-to-use product to help enhance your food plots and enhance the health of your overall deer herd? You need to check out Soil Pro Outdoors. They are the soil health experts. They've developed a revolutionary and groundbreaking approach to taking food plots to the next level. It's easy to use, can be applied with something as simple as a handheld sprayer. Enhance antler size, the health of your herd, and the health of your soil. Soil Pro Outdoors help produce the highest quality forage possible. All natural approach to improving soil health. Find them on Facebook at Soil Pro Outdoors. Soil Pro Outdoors, the soil health expert.
What we do from a whippoorwill to an old owl's hoot. Sitting still till it's time to shoot. American Roots. Take it to a holler. Take it to a field. Across the creek of a big old hill.
Buck Grits presents Welcome Back to American Roots Outdoors. We are in the studio. This is our bonus segment for the podcast. Wayne Locke, our director of podcast, editor, / brand manager, / goat owner. I was talking to Andrew Kimple, guy wanting to meet me, and he owns Wolf Paw, makes bows and risers and limbs, and we was talking. I said, what makes our show funny is we cut up with each other and tease each other. I said, Wayne's a city boy. It's become country. And sometimes he uses city
lingo
words.
Terminology. That's right.
Terminology. I said it. Terminology.
Big word.
Yeah. Across the street.
That's right.
And I said, no, it's a dang dirt road, Wayne. And I said, he's got goats. He's got a dozen poodles and labs.
If you can't be the goat, might as well own some.
That's right.
I told that Andrew Kiffle, he cried over the phone. I said, his two goats, they walk out in the yard and they go looking for Wayne. They're going, Wayne, Wayne.
I saw a funny video this morning, speaking of goats.
Yeah.
And some man wants his little boy to be a football player, I guess. So he's got this kid's got this football helmet on, about 4 or 5 years old, and he's down on all fours in the floor, and they got a little pygmy goat, and they're butting heads.
Oh, jeez. He's going to be a lineman.
They're butting heads.
The goat hit him head on.
Yeah, in the living room. And then the little boy back up, and the little goat would back up, and then boom.
You know, You know the wife was not around when he
Hillbilly's did that. Hillbilly's gone wild.
The wife was not around. She was at the store when he did that.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah.
But hey, I know we talked in the show about, you know, we reflected back on 2023, and I said in the end of the show, we're going to bring in the bonus segment here and talk about our plans for 2024 and what your number one goal of 2024 is, and we'll start with Redbone.
You know, for the show standpoint,
we haven't
expanded into a new market with the radio show for a while. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to reach out to some of my friends in the business and see if we can't expand to a new market or two. I mean, we don't want to go too far, but or if you're out there listening on the and obviously you are on the podcast and you would like to be able to hear the show live on your hometown radio station.
Yeah.
Well, no, not live, but the recorded show as it airs weekly, the entire radio show, then reach out to us and we'll reach out to your station and see if they'd be interested in picking up the radio show.
Sure enough.
So, you know, to kind of expand our market and that way. Personally, you know, I told you before, one of my big goals is to call in and kill a turkey myself.
Live.
Myself.
No. Yeah, for yourself.
For myself, because I've never done that. I've called for other people to kill turkeys and I'm not a great caller. I just happened to get it done.
It'll ruin you.
And other people. Also, I want to put a Boone and Crockett buck in the book. And I have one already on the wall, but I've never registered it.
Yeah.
But to get a Boone and Crockett in the book. And I'm going to go fishing at least one day every week once the fishing season starts. Now that I'm retired and I have time to do some things.
We'll go to Kern River.
It's time to get back in the outdoors a whole lot more than I did when I was working.
Right. No doubt.
So there you go. My goals for 2024 as far as what we do here.
Yeah. And for me, I would say for the podcast, expand our listening, we average about anywhere from 10 to 16% growth every episode, which is great.
Wow.
I love that. I'd like to, you know, continue those numbers, maybe, you know, try and hike it up to 16 to 18%.
Okay.
But for a personal goal, I've only got one thing on my list this year. Aside from, you know, the family stuff,
taking the
kids out. Oh God, no! Kids. That's next year. Now, that's 2025. I'm putting another addition on. But for me, is I got that one Tom that is on that state land for three years
now. You want to kill him? I know where you're going.
That has eluded me this.
You've had him in gun range.
I've had him very close to gun range. I've had him so where I could you could hear him, strumming. Yeah. And he just wouldn't pop his head up over that little lip.
Gosh.
But that son of a gun is
you and I called him in one day.
Yeah, that son of a gun. I've been after him for 2 years now, and he is just so elusive. That's why he's old and wise. But his beard's got to be dragging on the ground.
Got big old hooks.
Oh, I bet he does. But that's my goal. Is he's in the same area every single year, and every single year I'm after him and after him and after him, and I just cannot close the deal. But that's why he's, you know, old and wise, you know. You're not falling for my trickery.
I want to agree with you, Redbone. I'd like to see us expand our radio show into some other markets, and I'd like to see our podcast grow more followers. And we want to do that organically. We don't want to spend money.
You know how we can do that? If we can get more of our listeners to share the podcast episodes on Facebook. It's amazing.
Facebook.
Yep. Just
what's amazing, quick some little of the share. Guests that we have never share.
Yeah, quick little share. Just click the little button. You're done. That's all we ask.
Help us grow. Yeah. And I want to also help our sponsors, our partners, grow their businesses. You know, one of the most successful stories I've heard so far from one of our partners is Wise Eye and Buck Grits. You know, Eagle Seed grows every year.
Yep.
Hornady can't hardly keep up with the manufacturer. They're so popular. Soil Pro, I'd love to see Soil Pro really grow. And Legacy Farm and Land, like to see them stay with us year round. That would be awesome.
And even the locals.
Yeah.
Monty's Outdoors. You
know, Monty's Outdoors is growing every year. I mean, I can mention all of LP Iron and Dirt. Dalton Pallet is True and Blue, man. B&R Towing, that's a new one.
Phillips Truck.
Phillips Truck Pair. He is covered up.
Yeah.
And personally for me, is I want to be healthy.
I haven't had a checkup 3 years, 4 years. I need to go get a checkup. I need to check my health. I want to lose about 15 pounds. I've started working out a little bit in the mornings, lose my belly and become healthy. I pray that my wife and daughter to be healthy too. That's what I want. And
yeah, I think we all want
I'm not that. Worried about being rich. I just want to be comfortable.
See, now we have a different opinion on your workout routine, though. I know you he calls
here we
it,
go.
He calls here we go. It a workout routine. Redbone, I'm going to have to disagree with him 100%. But going from slip-on shoes to shoes that you have to bend over and tie does not count as a sit-up. Okay? Does not count as a sit-up. So just because you tie your shoes now and you don't slip them on, that is not a sit-up. It is not a workout routine.
You know, I start my morning workout at about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I do one sit-up to get up and go to the bathroom.
Go to bed.
I do about three of those a night.
Now you're showing your age.
I do three of those a night.
I do another sit-up at about 5 o'clock to get up and go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom, yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get 60. Wayne's only 54.
Wait till you hit 63.
I'm 55 now.
55.
55, same age.
Yeah.
I'll be 64 in this year.
Oh, my. Hey, we love y'all. We appreciate everybody that follows and listens to us. Even if, no matter what country you're in, we're airing in 19 countries, and we love you. Let us know where you're listening from. Go to the American Roots page and message us on Facebook. Let us know that you're listening and you like what we're doing. Any suggestions for 2024, we'd like to hear them.
Yep. If you're at a military base out of the country,
yes.
Shoot us a message because I'd like to give you guys a shout-out. Maybe we'll send you guys a package or something.
Yeah. We'll know where you're at. Yeah. Again, thank you so much, and we love God, we love Jesus Christ, and share the outdoors with a young child. Teach your boys to be men, your girls to be ladies.
And like we say here at American Roots, when your roots run deep and strong,
there's no reason to fear the wind.
Year after year, got my hunting gear. In my old pair of hunting boots, passed on. Deep in the ground around your heart, so you never gotta worry.